Was that a pretty common thing then? Everybody ran on coal pretty much in,
yes,
in those days?
Yes, it was very common because it was a coal area from Erie and Lafayette. And
right. So when did people start converting to gas, you think?
I would say about 46 to 50.
Okay.
I did the big after the war.
Okay. Did you also have a fireplace in that house?
Not in that house, no.
Did people around here tend to have fireplaces at all or not?
Some of them had fireplaces, but most of them, when they converted to gas, they put in gas logs because of it was much cleaner than the logs and coal and so forth.
Okay.
The problem that most of them converted their fireplaces was that they wouldn't take care of the soot that collected inside, and it was common to have chimney fires in houses because eventually that soot would catch on fire and flame out. And the firemen had, I can remember, they had a hose that they automatically just pushed into the chimney to, of course, it messed everything up inside the house, but put the fire out.
Did any of your houses have fireplaces growing up or at any
point? Yeah, growing up in Denver on Columbine Street, we had a fireplace.
Oh, that's right. Did you use it much? Or?
Yes, because my dad was real good. He knew how to build nice fires.
Right.
It was coal.
That was coal?
Yes, coal and wood.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes a mixture. That's what I'm hearing from people.
Sometimes we'd started with wood, and then we'd put a couple of lumps of coal on to hold the embers during the night.
Right. If somebody were to have a fireplace around here, would wood be very easy to get for that back in the day?
They can get wood. It's become rather expensive, but the reason they don't do it on high pollution days in here, you can't light a fireplace.
Right. So this area is affected by that too?
Yes.
Or the Boulder and Longmont?
That's right.
Okay. Do you know, let's see, you got something that looks like a fireplace.
There is a fireplace with a gas log in here, which we don't use.
Okay.
We're lacking room of some of the things, so we put an antique chest of drawers in front of it.
Oh, sure. What is that little piece that you set things on above that?
That's a mantle, they call it. You mean above the chest?
Yeah.
That's a mantle of the fireplace.
Okay.
They call it.
And does this one have a hearth at all? What you would call a hearth?
Well, the tile coming out, it's covered with a rug there.
Oh, okay. Right. What does it have inside to hold the log or gas log? What is that called? That?
Well, it's just a framework.
Something.
What do they call it?
You ever heard it called a grate or anything like that?
Grate, yeah.
I guess in the old days they used to call it things like fire dogs. Have you ever heard something like that?
Fire dogs were a couple of bars in here and with a dog's head on here.
Uh-huh.
And they'd lay the logs across there to burn, so it would give air circulation underneath the fire dog.
Okay, and that's what they call it, a fire dog.
That's what we have in the cabin up in the mountains.
Oh, you have a cabin up in the mountains? Nice. Is that far from here? Is it pretty close? Is it pretty close then?
Yeah, about 34 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad. Do you get up there very much?
Not since I've had a series of heart attacks.
Yeah.
My daughter and her husband are caretakers, and my son from Florida pay the taxes, and so it's a two-way split, and they use it.
Right.
Jeff flies his plane out every summer and stays a couple of weeks up in the...
Nice. And is that the same, the fire dogs, is that the same as andirons?
Yes, andirons, fire dogs, grates.
Okay. Did you ever hear of something, if you haven't been around fires much, you may not have heard of this, but a backlog used in a fire?
Yes, a backlog is a big log they put on the back to keep it going.
Okay.
And
so did you ever hear of a front log?
No.
Just out of curiosity. Okay.
No.